Welcome to an all-new episode of Tell You Later.
Sincere thanks to all those who support us on Patreon. See the full list at the end of the show. And there's always room for more.
Some guests of Tell You Later stay at the Southside storage units, and some participants receive issue number 3 of Biffle and Huster. I mean, Biffle and Schuster. I mean, Schiffle and Booster. Cut!
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget!
Don't forget to subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Do not fail to hit the subscribe button.
While you're at it, hit like.
Right now.
Hit it!
We haven't got a title song for this show, so we're singing this thing instead.
Okay.
It's really just a substitute. Nonetheless, the melody may stay in your head.
Oh, I hope so.
'Cause it's a tune.
It's a tune.
You'll love to croon.
You'll love to croon.
Ah, but there's one thing you should know. We have to confess we do not possess a title song for this show.
Ain't it peculiar?
Believe it or not. We haven't got a title song for this show.
Oops. Welcome to another episode of Tell You Later. Howdy do.
The great wasteland of ideas.
Uh-huh, that's us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we've got bells. Front.
And whistles. Oops, spit.
If you're looking for your whistle, you'll find it in my left ear.
And a kazoo. We're all
wow.
set.
And one of these silent things.
I'm just going to borrow this. Whee! Yeah, they were supposed to make noise, but it does say cheers.
Maybe they only work on New Year's Eve, hmm?
So, welcome
like some people
to
I know.
Tell You Later, our Patreon-supported show. Thank you to all our patrons out there who have been supporting us. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Lots of news and fun things to share on this episode.
Yes. And now we'll get down to business.
Is it part B? Is it a continuation?
No, we're continuing
episode
from...
Episode 36.
Yes, 35. This is 36.
36. Let me see if I can make a 36
okay.
here. I don't. Oh gosh.
Katie's working on one of
I'm
these.
Working on
Do
one
you know
of
what
these.
This puzzle is called? I finally
yeah,
found out.
We asked that on one of our other episodes.
But do you remember what it's called?
No.
That's why I brought it up.
I forget. What is it?
Let me show the audience this.
Okay, I did. I showed them.
Okay, very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's called the 15 puzzle.
No, it's called something else.
No,
true.
That's what it's called. It's
if you look at one of our episodes and you look in the comments,
really?
People told us. And
really?
I even looked it up.
Well, I found two companies that make them, and they call it the 1-5 puzzle.
1-5.
Yes.
Because it goes all the way up to the number 15.
I think more than 100 years ago, Sam, what's his name, the puzzle maker, was calling it the 15 puzzle.
All right. Well, here. This is episode.
He was the Will Shorts of his day.
36.
And then some.
Can you see that? All right.
Now, in the last episode, I was posing.
Oh, is this our recap?
Well, yes. You're no Harperella.
No, I'm
believe
not.
Me.
I'm not. There's
Senator.
No glissando here. That's what they do when you have recaps and flashbacks and things like that.
They go, they gargle?
Always gargle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Lavoris.
You didn't know.
Lavoris. Is that a nice name for a little baby girl? Lavoris.
Listerine.
Listerine.
Yes.
Those would be nice names if it weren't for... You know, Babbo would be a nice name if you had a baby clown. But now, thanks to...
baby clown.
Thanks to household cleansing objects, you might want to name your kids that. I don't know. Ajax, however, pre-exists as
right?
a good Greek name. And I think I could do the song because I don't believe they renewed the copyright on it.
For our patrons, we mm-hmm. do a Scrubulator drawing. Scrubulators made by me. So
Katie Lee.
Yes, that would be
made
me.
By me, Katie
made
Lee.
Made by me, Katie Lee. Okay, what Personal. Have you got? What have you got there?
So use Ajax, boom, boom, the foaming cleanser, boom, 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 wash that dirt right down the drain. Boom, 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 boom. What a great jingle.
You know what? We did that episode on the sound ASMR.
Oh, yes.
Right?
That episode.
Yes.
It was an earlier episode.
But think about the
somewhere around
commercials
30 or 29
when
or
we were growing up. Mm-hmm. That used that all got, like, the folders, was it folders? The percolator?
Oh, yeah.
That had a sound.
We'll have more tell you later in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
And now back to the show.
Yes.
Only not those notes.
Something.
Pardon my ukulele. Which is the name of our first feature film coming soon to a theater near Mars.
Pardon my ukulele. Well, yeah, because some of you may have noticed in episode 35 we had a critic who gave us some suggestions.
Right. She was a very nice person, but she was a very strict critic.
She was very critical.
Rebecca
Von Schneer.
Von Schneer. Yes.
But so
I mispronounced it as Sneer, but evidently it's pronounced correctly Schneer.
But you may have noticed we did take one of her suggestions, and we will be incorporating some more. We have a new backdrop, mm-hmm. a different color.
Yeah, we took one of the many colors that was in our original backdrop.
And just spread it out.
Spread it out.
Why?
Like mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Or what
like
else?
Mustard. Whoop, hello. My arm just hit my...
See, we each have one.
Yeah. He tried to make his sound different.
Just in case we both bring luggage. But okay. By the way,
yes,
the fellow who wrote that jingle,
or the Ajax.
I only found out his name, and even saw what he looked like recently.
No way.
And he also wrote another great jingle.
What is it?
Probably for the same advertising agency. And it always to me it sounded like it was a 1930s song that somebody put new lyrics to. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like this. Hello, Halo, everybody, halo, halo, shampoo, halo.
Oh, and who is this person?
I can't remember his name.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Sure.
So I know you made a little list here of what we should cover.
But Ajax, the foaming cleanser, boom, 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 boom. It's immortalized because in Mad Magazine, Harvey Kurtzman wrote a story and was illustrated by Bill Elder, the great artist, and it was about Robinson
comic
Crusoe.
Book fans out there, yes,
Robinson Crusoe. In one gigantic.
Did it make you laugh?
Yes.
Does it make you laugh?
Oh, yes.
Just thinking
just the
about
thought
it,
of it. Yes.
It just cracks you up.
Yeah.
What a nut you are! You're
Mad
so
Magazine
up.
when it was a comic book.
I had a
book.
Subscription.
Oh, you did.
I did.
But the first 24 issues, which were before your time in a way, were comic books before it became a magazine.
Mm.
And you'll have to pardon me, I have a little cough today. So Bill Elder drew this splash panel. He's got Robinson Crusoe there in his goat hide fur and an umbrella made out of slats or something. And for some reason, no known reason that I can think of, he's singing Ajax, boom, boom, foam cleanser, boom, 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 boom.
Well, let's think, why would he do that?
I don't know.
Because it's stuck in his head, maybe, and he's on the island,
I don't
and the thing you just can't get out of your head.
Right. But you put Harvey Kurtzman and Bill Elder together, and you get some really, really
what
classic,
a party.
Classic, funny stuff.
As if I knew what you were saying.
Yeah. Bill Elder was not his real name, or Will Elder, as he was also known. But Will Eisenberg, I think, something like that.
Oh, David, there's an award, isn't there? What's the award they do?
No, that's named after Will Eisner.
Oh, different.
Completely different. The guy who did The Spirit.
The Eyes of Eisenberg are upon.
The Spirit was a comic supplement that came with the Sunday paper. It was its own bunch of Sunday funnies. And the main story would be like a 5 or 7 page spirit story. Very well drawn, very well written. and then a few other stories behind it.
Is that Will Eisner?
Will Eisner, yes, completely different person. And
they give an award at San Diego Comic-Con, Will Eisner Award, for, I guess, comic artists or writers.
Yes. And unfortunately, there was a guy at Disney's for 20 years who walked away with a major part of the company when he left, who had the same last name.
Spirit Company?
No. This guy who ran Disney's for 20 years and he...
Oh, Michael!
He walked away with like a... I don't know, $1 billion or something.
Okay, well, let's
I don't
want
to say he looted the company.
Let's not say that.
He was what they call a very clever businessman.
You were going to explain latte, really?
Oh, yes. In the last episode, we ended with the...
mysterious phrase.
Latte? Really? And the question is, what does that have to do with this show?
I know. I figured it out.
You figured it out? Did you
yeah.
really?
Yeah. Well, do you think we should tell them or have them post their comments below?
More tell you later in just a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now back to the show.
I don't know how long we could... let's tell them, because it's already going to work.
Go ahead, you made it up.
All right. It's an anagram...
for...
a show called...
Tell You Later! Yes, I figured that out, because you know what? I'm pretty good with anagrams. As you know, I have... Everybody knows that Will likes comic books, and he has all that stuff.
I used to like comics.
I'm a simple person... I like to unscramble words, though.
Comic books are too sophisticated? Is
yeah,
that what you're implying?
So. Well, because you know all these people. I just like to unscramble words. So maybe we could do this on the show. To make it more of a challenge, remember I used to have you read me the jumble, and I'd have to see it in my head.
Oh, right.
I don't like
That's
to
right.
look at it to make it more of
we
a challenge.
We should explain what a jumble is.
Well, a jumble...
It's a trademark name... for anagrams,
yeah.
An anagram game that's found in newspapers, I think it still is, and has been around for decades and decades.
So they take a word that's spelled, you know, and then they scramble up letters, and then you figure out what the word is. For instance, you want to give me one? Go ahead, scramble it. I'll close my eyes. I won't even look. I won't even know what you're looking at.
PCOONRP.
PCOONRP.
Mm-hmm. That's an anagram.
PCOONRP. Well, I haven't done this in a long time.
If you want a hint.
Is it one word?
It's one word.
PCOO.
Although, in the early days, it might have been spelled as two words. And I'm talking a century ago or something. Century or two ago.
NRP. Wow.
Want a hint?
No. Let me just think about it as we go along. Okay? What's next?
What's next?
What's next? You saw Clint Eastwood's movie.
Next is an anagram for 20.
20?
Yes. Because it's X and it's T-E-N.
All right. You saw Clint Eastwood's movie, right? You wanted to tell us about it?
Oh, yes.
That's what I thought.
This is going to be our first Tell You Later movie review.
We need a theme song for movie reviews.
And we'll have it next time. Right now.
Well, at least you can get a kazoo. Okay, what's Western theme? No? What?
There might be some music aficionados watching.
Oh, you think I'm offending them?
Well, I might be. But anyway, it's called Cry Macho.
Corn Pone? No, there's no E. Okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood's
yes.
new movie, Cry Macho.
Cry Macho!
He stars in it. He directed it. He produced it. He wrote some of the incidental music.
Well, hasn't
music
he done
for
that
it
with like the last five movies
yes
that have come out?
No, no, no. Usually he doesn't star in them anymore. You know, only once every 4 or 5
he
years.
He did in Gran Torino.
Yes, but that was, what, eight years ago or so?
Oh, you think I can count?
And he did in the well, something's got to count for something.
You're giving me a lot of credit there,
and he
buddy
starred in The Mule, and that was maybe 4 years ago.
Okay.
So now he's 91, and he stars in this one. The great thing about this is...
To enjoy the full episode, please support us at patreon.com/tellyoulater. Thanks a lot.
Now, we were getting a secret signal.
What?
For mommy to tell you?
Yeah.
Tell you later.
Tell You Later is a Patreon-driven entertainment show. So what are you waiting for? Come on over. Join us at patreon.com/tellyoulater.
My hair.